Hello, everyone. Welcome. We are live. First day of April 2024. Welcome to everybody jumping on. I always see a lot of here we goes in the chat before we start. And it's like, I should get that let's get ready to rumble announcement before we start. We're going to think about that because I think that would be absolutely hilarious. But welcome to everybody coming in the United States and around the world. So happy to have you. I see people from Arizona, Arkansas, California, Canada. Oh my goodness. Ireland. Welcome. Welcome. Jacksonville, North Carolina, Orlando, Florida, South Louisiana, Texas. God bless Texas. Hello in South Africa. My goodness gracious. It must be morning there in South Africa. Okay. And to our Ark of Grace team, our moderators, thank you for helping us do what we do for the Lord. We have a word from the Lord that is almost five pages. And it came on the Sabbath, Saturday, the day before Resurrection Sunday, which was yesterday. So pretty intense word, lot in there to cover. And so we'll talk about it in a few minutes. I'm going to open up in prayer as people jump on. We have just a couple things to go over at the beginning, and we're going to get right into the word tonight. So Father God, in the precious name of your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, we come before you. We praise you. You are almighty God. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are high and lifted up far above every power, principality, and might. Father, the earth is your footstool. And we just humble ourselves before you this day, Lord, asking you to forgive us of our sins and cleanse us of all unrighteousness, Father. You, without the dust, we are the dust of the earth without your breath of life in us, Lord. And we acknowledge, Father God, that you sent your son, Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach, to the earth, and the word became flesh and dwelt among us. He was the Passover lamb, the sacrifice for our sins. He willingly died at Calvary. He purchased us by the shedding of his own blood. He was beaten. He bled. He was nailed to a cross. That blood dripped onto the mercy seat, purchased us back to our Father in heaven, redeemed us, set us free, made an open show and spectacle of the enemy before all of creation. And he rose again in 3 days as was prophesied, and after appearing to many over a 40-day period, ascended back into heaven, took his victorious rightful place at the right hand of the Father, where he rules and reigns forevermore. He is our advocate before your throne, and we honor that, Lord, before you this day. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome your presence, the presence of Ruach Elohim, the Spirit of the living God, and the presence of the Holy Spirit, the Ruach HaKodesh, to fill this place, Lord, that your power and presence would mightily go forth, that people would tangibly feel your presence, that your power and your presence, Lord, would saturate the atmosphere here, Father God. Lord, that you would go before us in this, Father. Lord, fill us with all wisdom, counsel, might, power, and the reverential fear of the Lord. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, by the Spirit of the one true living God, may only the truth and power of Almighty God with authority now come forth, Lord, in Jesus' name. Lord, take all the glory for yourself. You are the pottery and most certainly just the clay. You are the author and finisher of our faith. You are the righteous judge. You sit on the highest throne, Father God. Every breath we take, Lord, is because of you, Father. And we say this day, Hashiveinu Adonai, come to us, Lord. We praise you, Father. We glorify your name. Let your name be glorified above all else, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we welcome you to have your way. Amen and amen. 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 Hello to those jumping on. We're going to get into the word from the Lord. I got it Saturday morning. So the Sabbath, Saturday, especially in the Jewish faith, they consider Saturday the Sabbath. It was Saturday morning, the day before Resurrection Sunday, that the Lord gave me this word. We have also entered the month of April, which we have the eclipse coming up and Passover. I'm working on something for later on in the week that talks about what the Biden administration did and how this is all connected to what is happening within this period. So we're working on that. We will announce for that. And basically, this already has been a period that is kind of jaw-dropping in a way, which I expected going into this. And I just think we're going to see more of that. So, but we will announce for that. And let me just make a couple of announcements before we get into the word of the Lord tonight. It's about 5 pages. It is longer than normal. And normally around this time of year or around the holy days, these kinds of words tend to come. Okay, got the Talit on, everybody. Don't panic. It's on. Okay, I got both on. Okay, and a couple of announcements. We're going to show you some pics in a minute, and we're going to announce for the gala. But I have to show you this video of me and Josie. Josie is our now 10-year-old golfing cockatoo. Came from a pretty bad situation up in the city of Poughkeepsie. And basically, well, the video will speak for itself. Hello, everyone. Here's Josie. Say hi, honey. Say hi to everyone. Are we going to dance together? That's one of your favorite things to do is dance. So mommy will pet you. Oh, doesn't that feel nice? Oh, mommy pets you so nice. Say, mom, it's so nice. And I go pet you a little bit. Yeah, you're so good. Okay, mommy, give you your loves right now. And then what happens after loves? What happens after loves? What happens after loves? What happens? What happens? Woo! Woo! Oh, yes! Woohoo! Josie got loves! Josie got loves! Isn't that amazing, little one? They owe it to me. Woohoo! Josie got woohoo! Oh, you're so good. Woohoo! You so happy you got loves? She's so happy she got loves. Okay, say bye for now. Okay, that was me and Josie. I go around during the day and I see the animals and I hang out with the parrots and I go out early in the morning and I see everybody that's outside. And so Josie loves to dance. And so we were able to capture this, and it's quite comical. Once she gets herself going into a frenzy, and cockatoos are known for this. They're known to be very animated and borderline neurotic, basically, and their brain is known for this. And so we absolutely love Josie, and I'm glad we were able to show you that. Okay, couple of pictures while people are jumping on, and we'll get into the word of the Lord. So we have a few. Do we have pictures? Yes, we do. Oh, there's Cyrus playing at the creek. One of his favorite things to do. There he is. Our big boy, Cyrus. He'll probably be in tonight. That is Grace. Oh, sticking her tongue out at the camera. Grace is a painted horse, actually. Beautiful horse. Friends with Charlotte. Sometimes they're friends, sometimes they're not. It depends on the day. There she is. Oh, Grace. Look at those whiskers all over your schnoz. And so, yeah, we have a video also that's going to be coming out of myself and Mordecai. Something very funny happened. And so we're going to be actually putting that one out. So you can look for that one. It'll be out. It'll be out soon, maybe this week, maybe next week. But it will definitely be out. And lastly, our gala. Our Sanctuary Gala is coming up May 3rd, 2024 at the Links at Unionvale in LaGrange, New York. We would love for you to join us. We are doing a meet and greet with the animals of Ark of Grace from 5 to 6 p.m. You will actually be able to meet the animals. They will be there for the first hour of the gala. So you could go to arkofgrace.org/events. There is also Venmo, and our phone number is there as well that you could call if you would like to purchase tickets. RSVP by April 10th. You got 9 days left to RSVP, everyone. And we have an announcement at the end. We're going to do it at the end, though, because we have to get into the word of the Lord now that people have jumped on. Okay, let me get this up. And yep, this is 5.5 pages, this word. Now, what's interesting about this is I wait on these words. So I pray and I wait on the Lord and I study because I want to make sure, A, it's coming from the Lord, because I know the difference in the speech and the presence that is there when I'm typing. So I hear, it either happens one of two ways. I hear it, and as I'm hearing it, I type it and I pause. You know, when I hear a pause and I or the Spirit of the Lord hits me and I just take off running. That happened at Praise Church in Louisiana, actually. So it comes one of two ways. This came early in the morning, so I wrote it down. And it was over the weekend. Okay, 8:28 a.m. is when the word finally came. And this is what it says. Thank you, Lord. All capital, praise, honor, and glory be to the Lord of hosts, the King of glory, the one who sits on the highest throne of righteousness and grace, the Alpha and Omega, who sees all things and knows all things. Elohim is his name. Shaddai is his name. King of kings is his name, to be proclaimed throughout the nations. And to his kingdom there is no end. And the Spirit of the Lord says this day, keep the Passover, my children. Remember what I have done for my firstborn. As I, the Lord, demonstrated my power to those who proclaimed to be a superpower, and I delivered my capital children from the bondage and snares of the serpent whom Egypt worshipped. The crown of the serpent was broken, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, the time of the second Passover, that's May 21st. There is a second Passover for those who were unclean during the first Passover. There's actually a second Passover that they can do on May 20th. This year it's May 21st. And says the Lord of hosts, the time of the second Passover, watch around that time, says the Lord. Watch both Israel and the United States for a relieving of some pressure that is built in the atmosphere of your nations and the blood that is now seeped into the soil and covered those areas with outcries, says the Lord. And says the Lord of hosts, the Ahabs, the Jeroboams, the Ahaziahs, who have wickedly ruled, who have sold their own people, who have sold them desperate to place that money into the king's treasury. That bill of sale shall be nullified, says the Lord. However, says the Lord, my people and my church, all capitals, must bear the standard in this hour for that sale to be nullified. For you are about to be placed upon the block of slaves and chains as the desperation has mounted in your nation in Israel. The UN, says the Lord, is desperate to place nations upon the judgment block. A judgment block surrounded by corrupt nations that are doing darker deeds than the one they accuse, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, you accuse my capital children, my firstborn, without coming to me, that's capitalized, the King of Kings, the righteous judge, and petitioning me as the righteous judge to judge such nations and covenants. Rest of this is capitals. No, says the Lord, you have given that over to nations ruled by ruthless darkness and demons of desire. For power through blood, you have given the judgments, O UN, over to corrupt nations to judge when they are committing atrocities that you, O UN, have thrown a cover of diffusion over to lead the eyes of the nations of such, because they have been padding your treasury, says the Lord. The black market, O UN, has been padding your treasury and filling your war chest. And I shall break open that war chest and expose the nations who have been buying their way out of being judged by the table of nations, says the Lord. And I shall judge your heads in this time. The heads of the UN shall be judged. The heads of Geneva shall be judged. In an area where they deviously desire to open portals and make deals with devils, I shall judge them, says the Lord. For the clock of grace has thinned for some, says the Lord. And their matters are being placed before my capital throne. And I, the Lord, shall judge such men. Thus says the Lord, those who have given to those who desire to destroy covenant nations, those who have given gold and silver and resources and finances, those who have done such to destroy my covenants and my word, that's capitalized, you shall be as Herod, says the Lord, capitals. You shall be as Herod and shall be struck, says the Lord. These are your last moments to repent, says the Lord. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, the Red Sea, says the Lord, all capitals, red warning, says the Lord. Many are looking to enter those waters, says the Lord, and set up ports. Watch, says the Lord, as the spirit of persecution, of apartheid, the spirit that seeks to vilify what I, the Lord, have created. Those spirits have gone out like an army into the earth in this hour. You shall overcome, says the Lord, by the blood of the Lamb and the word of your testimony. South Africa, says the Lord, is about to be overturned. For the ancient attempts to bubble up and destroy my capital children in a time of unrest in the world, this ancient ruler seeks an occasion, says the Lord, to bubble up and over in South Africa. Again, says the Lord, they shall be dealt with in this hour, says the Lord. Watch Chile in this hour, says the Lord. That's all he says about that. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, for me, the Lord your God. So answers the Spirit of the Lord this day, for me, the Lord your God, to pass over, that's capital two letters, two words, pass over, to pass over in your nation, to destroy the works of darkness and iniquity at its highest levels. You must cleanse the land, says the Lord. For an army of those under spiritual deviations and delusions of devils have been allowed, that's capitalized, to enter your nation, have entered in accordance with the plan to invade from within. The leadership of Mexico has had their war chest filled by the cartel and the leadership of the United States and one other that shall be revealed. Money has been paid into his treasury to look the other way. Another Herod, says the Lord. New leadership shall arise in Mexico, says the Lord. New leadership that is not friendly, nor cares about what the cartels and other nations have to offer. For that land must be cleansed, as devils have been given reign, and those in your nation have struck deals in private meetings, where even heads of the cartels have been present. In the dark, they all meet together. However, says the Lord, my capital spotlight, my light, that's capitalized, the word my, of holiness and truth shall enter every crevice of that darkness and shall go forth and expose the bundles hidden in those places. And says the Lord of hosts, the seducing spirits that have gone out in your nation, Delilah and Absalom, working through opposite vessels. They have come into agreement with the same ancient spirits that those in the land of the Amalekites, Hittites, Amorites, Canaanites served. They are attempting to sell those, to sell the people of this nation for political gain and power that they thirst to take hold of. There shall be a flip on the governor of New York, and those that flipped to take power, they shall fold and their plot exposed and their hunting of political prey tie back to the Department of Justice that has become the Department Injustice, a branch that has been whittled and fashioned into a weapon that hunts. Hunters, that's capitalized. Hunters, says the Lord. Watch closely the hunters, that's capitalized. In this hour, says the Lord, for a family's house of cards is set for a crash, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, those who have committed per capital, P-U-R, which means to cast lots, those that have committed per, those who have cast lots for days to destroy political opponents as prey, to destroy those who see what they are doing and will not bow, that's capitalized. The day of their removal has been set, an appointed time has been set to have their skirts lifted above their heads, their robes lifted above their heads, and their nakedness exposed. Their tents is capitalized, their tents lifted up, every tent peg taken out, overturned, and what has been buried deep in the back of their tents, I am calling it out. My army, says the Lord, has been dispatched to dig it up, pull it out, and lay it bare before the people. The tent pegs of a media entity are being plucked up and their tent shall be knocked over, capitals, by my wind blowing through the voices of the air. The prince of the power of the air shall have vocal cords plucked, and a media entity will be unable to speak, for its voice shall be taken, says the Lord, it shall. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, be prepared, my capital children, for the unexpected, for the shaking after Passover, for the shaking in the area of Russia. Vietnam shall rise up, says the Lord. Just watch. This next paragraph is all capitals. A fault line shall be triggered. A fault line shall hit 3 points in your nation. This has a dual meaning, my children. The earth is crying out. The soil of your nation is crying out. The soil of Israel cries out. The blood cries out. And there must be redemption, says the Lord. And the land must be cleansed and rededicated to the Lord your God, Hashem, which is God in Hebrew. And the Lord your God Almighty, my son Yeshua HaMashiach, is the key for the armies that battle ancient demons. And says the Spirit of the Lord this day, a trumpet shall blow a different sound, says the Lord. There shall be multiple blows of the trumpet, says the Lord. The sound of taps, capital T-A-P-S, says the Lord. And a different sound shall come forth from the trumpet, a new song. Less noise and notes that make confusion together, and more agreement of the notes to make a sound that will echo across the nation. There shall be a sound across your nation that shall echo in chambers. It shall echo into the chambers of judges. That sound shall cause them to flee from their lusts and their greed. That sound will chase the corruption out into the courtroom, shall chase it into the capital. The sound of my capital judgments going forth. All capitals. For I, the Lord, shall chastise Congress. I shall chastise them, says the Lord. Walk uprightly in all accountability or forfeit your seat, says the Lord. More shall step down from Congress or suddenly leave in this time than any other time thus far, says the Lord. For their delicate dainties of deceit shall be their meal of choice, and therefore they shall haughtily eat that meal, and it shall crush their seats. Just watch, says the Lord. And the same time, and the same is for the Supreme Court, says the Lord, and the higher courts. You consume the wrong meal in this hour, and you give others a portion of that meal to consume that shall be sickening and stagnating to the body. Your seats shall suffer a break as well, says the Lord. Get in order as a servant, or you wicked servant shall be cast out into darkness, and fools you shall be known as in the book of records for abusing your seats, says the Lord. Thus says the Lord, your nation is at the precipice of a rupture, says the Lord, of a very large wound that has grown with infection and a breakdown of the covering. This rupture shall cause desperation. Be ready, my children, for the serpent has reared up for a bite. However, it shall bite the wrong arm and shall sabotage its own plan, says the Lord. My children must, that's capitalized, be in order, under my capital covering, raising my capital standard, and having my word out as the sword. For part of the church shall placate, which means appease, says the Lord, and buckle as this occurs. For the serpent they have spoken with, shall constrict and bite them. For they let an enemy in and called it a friend, says the Lord. And a trifecta of ruptures and collapses shall occur. Pray, says the Lord, for the sheep in this that shall be wounded and scattered, says the Lord, that they listen and hearken unto my capital voice to be led to green pastures and still waters with a shepherd of truth, not a showman of deluded words. This is the hour of the pressure, says the Lord, that must be applied to bring forth what has been spoken of this day, says the Lord. For as darkness eclipses, there shall be derailments, and a garland attempting to make their exit before the capsizing occurs. Get ready, my capital children. Strengthen yourselves in the word and in me, the Lord your God. When David lost everything, that's capitalized, he strengthened himself in the Lord. And then only did I give him the permission to pursue and recover all. Capitals. Remember this, my children. The Davids have not received permission yet to pursue, and yet they have. And therefore they have run headlong into a trap that shall cause many falls. Surrender to me fully, all capitals, and then pursue. And I, the Lord, shall and will give the victory. For it may not look like a victory for a moment. It may look like a defeat. However, victory follows that diversion that shall catch the enemy off guard. Where the many pits he has dug, he and his cohorts shall tip over headlong into. Humble yourselves, O America. Humble yourselves, O leaders. Humble yourselves who hold the trumpets. Humble yourselves, O defenders of the law. Humble yourselves, O rabbis and pastors. Humble yourselves in this hour of passing over by my spirit, and those who do, I shall honor and deliver. And says the Lord, the conservative voices, your conservativeness does not mean you serve me, says the Lord. For many of you are strangers to me, says the Lord, both Jew and Gentile. Your conservativeness does not bring my wisdom, that's capitalized. Seek my capital wisdom in this hour. My wisdom, that's capitalized, my. Not knowledge, but my wisdom. And I shall repair what in your flesh you have damaged. This is the hour you come unto me, that's capitalized. Or everything you have built shall fracture and split. And the time to heal shall be long. This is your warning. I, your shepherd, am calling out to the lost. Answer the call in all humility, and I shall grow a depth in you that truly convicts instead of just makes noise in an already too crowded room. Thus says the Lord of hosts, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Okay, that's where the word ends. There is a lot in here. Now, I want to go back to where he says, around the time of the second Passover. In the law, there is a law that if you miss the Passover because you were defiled somehow, something happened and you were unclean, and you could not partake of the first Passover. They allowed a second Passover that takes place, I believe, 1 month after the first Passover for those to partake in. This year, that second Passover falls May 21st, 2024. So the Lord is saying to watch around that time for the relieving of some pressure. Now I'm looking to see where it is in here because I want to go back to it. So I'm looking as we're talking here because that is a target date to watch around too, because 1 week later on May 28th would be 50 days, I believe, from the time of the eclipse. I'll double check that. 50 is the Jubilee. So 1 week after the second Passover, that 50-day mark would occur. Now, all the kings he named were all wicked kings. Ahab, Jeroboam, Ahaziah, all wicked kings, all turned Israel to the Baals, all allowed pagan sacrifices at high places, turned Israel from God, were overly greedy, had no value for life, and that's what they all had in common. So that's something else to point out as well. Now, in this with Mexico, okay, the leadership of Mexico has had their war chest filled by the cartel and the leadership of the United States. And one other that shall be revealed that hasn't been revealed yet. Money has been paid into his treasury to look the other way. He's talking about President Mexico. Another Herod, says the Lord. New leadership shall arise in Mexico, says the Lord. New leadership that is not friendly nor cares about what the cartels and other nations have to offer. For that land must be cleansed as devils have been given reign. And those in your nation have struck deals in private meetings. Now, he says nations with an S, have struck deals in private meetings where even heads of the cartels have been present. So the Lord is saying there's been private meetings between the president of Mexico, very high up leadership in the United States, and the leaders of the cartels. There have been private meetings that have gone on with all of them together. And basically the Lord is saying he's going to not only expose that, but he said expose the bundles hidden in those places. Bundles. What is bundled? Well, cash is bundled. Drugs are bundled. There's other cargo that's bundled. Deals are bundled. On the market, actually in the stock market, you can bundle things. They used to do something very dangerous before the 2008 banking crisis happened, which happened on a Smita year, where they bundled mortgages and sold them. In the stock market, they bundled mortgages and sold them, and that created one of the issues and a bubble and one of the reasons the banking crisis happened. So just keep that in mind. I don't know why I'm saying it, but just keep that in mind. So the hunters, okay, that was another thing I want you to keep in mind. If he's saying watch closely the hunters in this hour, okay, that means something is definitely imminent. The media entity having all their tent pegs pulled up and the vocal cords plucked, watch for that also during this time. This word, it's interesting because this word the Lord gave to me a day before the Biden administration on whitehouse.gov announced that March 31st would be Transgender Visibility Day that fell on Resurrection Sunday this year. Now, we're going to get into this more later on in the week because this connects and has a common thread through all of this. So we are going to get into this more next week, but it's interesting that a day before this is announced on whitehouse.gov that the Lord gives this word. So keep that, just keep that in mind also, but we will definitely get into all of this later on in the week. Also, let me see what else I wanted to point out here, because of Vietnam rising up. Now, that's interesting. Just keep that in the back of your mind also. But the Lord says here, for as darkness eclipses, there shall be derailments and a garland attempting to make their exit before the capsizing occurs. He's using very interesting wording here. Get ready, my capital children. Strengthen yourselves in the word and in me, the Lord your God. And that's what he said when David lost everything. He strengthened himself. Now, what is that? What happened there? A band of Amalekite raiders literally came into David's camp and took everything. Took all the men's wives, took their resources, took everything. And the men were so mad, they talked about stoning David. And it says in that account, but David strengthened himself in the Lord. He did not just grab everything and said, let's go get him. Because if he did, they probably would have gotten their butts whooped. He stopped. He strengthened himself in the Lord. He said, bring me the ephod. He bowed before the Lord and he asked the Lord if he should pursue. So there's an order to that. So it's interesting that the Lord makes this connection here, but he does. Also, let's see. The other thing is the last part here about the conservative voices. Now, there's been a lot of name calling and nonsense and rabbis acting out of order and those on the conservative spectrum popping off at the mouth without thinking things through before they say them, and not being very well versed from a biblical perspective, perhaps, on things that are going on. And this last part I find interesting because I'm going to read it again. And says the Lord, the conservative voices, your conservativeness does not mean you serve me. That is a mouthful right there. The Lord is saying, just because you're a conservative voice doesn't necessarily mean you serve me. Your conservativeness does not mean you serve me, says the Lord. For many of you are strangers to me, says the Lord, both Jew and Gentile. Your conservativeness does not bring my wisdom, that's capitalized. Seek my capital wisdom in this hour. My capital wisdom, not knowledge, but my capital wisdom, and I shall repair what in your flesh you have damaged. This is the hour you come unto me, that's capitalized, or everything you have built shall fracture and split, and the time to heal shall be long. This is your warning. I, your shepherd, am calling out to the lost. Answer the call in all humility, and I shall grow a depth in you that truly convicts instead of just makes noise in an already too crowded room. Now, that is a very sobering message to the conservative voices out there right now, and the Jew and the Gentile, and the rabbi and the pastor, and the heads of media companies, and conservative influencers. That is a mouthful from the Lord. He's saying, and many of you who are conservative, you don't know me, meaning the Lord. You don't know him. You're a stranger to him. And the knowledge you have and the facts you can rattle off is very different from the wisdom that God gives. Wisdom. See, knowledge just allows you to spit out the facts of a subject, a political issue. Wisdom allows you to see it, an eagle eye view from God's perspective, and to see ahead of it, and allows you to speak in a way that actually provokes people to think and convicts them on a deeper level when it comes to that issue. Wisdom is not manipulation. Wisdom is actually allowing God's view in that power to go forth from you and actually draw people in to see something from the Lord's perspective. His wisdom allows that. Knowledge doesn't allow that. Wisdom does. So the Lord is telling them to seek his wisdom in this hour, not knowledge, but his wisdom, and he shall repair what in their flesh they have damaged. So he's giving them this hour to come unto him, to seek his wisdom, to repair what they have damaged, because if they don't, he's saying everything you built shall fracture and split. And the time to heal shall be long, meaning the time to recover what fractures and splits and what they lose shall be long. This is why I'm not a fan of junk intel. This is why I'm not a fan of it. Because that is knowledge, and a lot of it is corrupted knowledge. It's not wisdom from God to say, let's put the pieces together to show what's really going on in the spiritual that connects to the natural and how these events in the natural go together. The Lord wants his wisdom sought. He just doesn't want conservative voices spitting out knowledge in this hour. The stakes are too great right now for them to do nothing but spit out knowledge. Knowledge is wonderful. Facts are wonderful. Being able to report on the issues is wonderful, but wisdom is a whole nother level and advantage, because wisdom shows you how to deal with it. Wisdom shows you how to solve it. Wisdom shows you what the enemy's going to do before the enemy even does it, and what the Lord wants you to speak out of your mouth to start combating it before the enemy even dispatches such a thing. That is wisdom. That is wisdom. And so the Lord is sending a very staunch message to the conservative arena in this hour. He already knows the other side are a bunch of fools. Don't you become that also. Don't you become that also in this hour. Because he will allow it. He's giving you this hour to come to him, seek his wisdom. So I found that a very necessary. I found it on the Lord's part quite sobering, what he said, and he put it together beautifully. So that's another part I wanted to point out to you, because I read it and I was just like, it like puts the fear of God in you. You know what I mean? Like the whole word does, but that part also, I was like, wow, if that is not a message for the conservative arena right now, I don't know what is. So praise the Lord. We are going to put this up on the blog. I know there's a lot of information in it. There's multiple countries the Lord talks about in this. Also, when he talks about the serpent's crown in Egypt, we're going to get into that later on in the week, because that has something to do right now with what certain will say entities are toying with. So that is something that was very important to Egypt. And Egypt represented a pagan nation that was a superpower, that was in rebellion against God, and was intent on destroying God's people. And so we're going to get into that later on in the week as well. But I would look up Ahab, Jeroboam, and Ahaziah, and look at what they did. Take a look at what they did, because there's a common thread there. So I would look that up in this hour. Also, one more part before we close. Let me find it. Here it is. All capitals. My people and my church must bear the standard in this hour for that sale to be nullified. For you are about to be placed upon the block of slaves and chains, as the desperation has mounted in your nation in Israel. You are about to be placed upon the block of slaves and chains. Now, Gomer in the book of Hosea was placed upon the slave block, and she represented an Israel that strayed. Gomer was an unfaithful woman. Hosea married her. God told Hosea to marry her. And she ends up leaving Hosea, going into all these illicit relationships, and ends up in chains on the block of slaves. And Hosea comes to buy her back. There she is in chains and torn and tattered and about to be sold as a slave. And it's the last moments before she's sold. And here appears Hosea as a picture of the Lord coming to buy back what was his and redeem it. And that just came to me real time. I did not get that till now. That I did not connect, praise the Lord, until now. So I'm going to look more into that, because that is kind of what we're seeing right now. That's the picture of where we are. So keep that in mind also, but we will put this on the blog. It's literally 5.5 pages. All glory be to God. They normally are a little longer around these times on the Jewish calendar. And oh, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I'm sorry, I heated up from this. I was trying to wipe sweat literally, like while I was reading this word, because I could feel the presence of the Lord. Okay, couple of announcements at the end. Now, we've got something very interesting, and you can go to arcofgrace.org to learn more, but I'm going to tell you a little bit about it right now, you know, to those who watch us and support us. And we're very, very grateful for that. We're launching a campaign called Heavenly Haven, a campaign for compassionate expansion, because we are building the animal sanctuary. And so we are basically going to construct new dwellings and improve the quality of life for all our sanctuary residents and the new ones that God is going to be sending, because there will be new ones that we will be welcoming. So you can go and learn more, but the first 250 people that want to help with this, and there's a certain monetary amount, and it is explained, if we could get that part of the website up even, here it is. So the first 250 people, we have going to have a tree of blessing plaque that is literally going to be built in the barn. And so those people's names will go on it. So if you want to learn more, you can go to arcofgrace.org. You can call that phone number also. This is a campaign to help us fulfill our mission of Mark 16:15 of going into all the world and preaching the gospel to every creature. Like I said, you could go to arcofgrace.org to learn more. The phone number is at the bottom of the screen. You can also call to learn more as well. So thank you for that. We just wanted to quickly put that out there. And my pillow, Mike Lindell. Let's be a blessing to Mike Lindell right now. And so if you go to mypillow.com, use promo code ARC. They're having a summer sale right now, I believe, a pretty large one. Or is it a summer sale? Yes, summer savings. There it is, up to 80% off. You just saw Duchess pig in a blanket in her MyPillow dog bed. And so basically, yep, you can use promo code ARC to be a blessing. And we thank you so much for that. Also, I wanted to tell you that on arcofgrace.org, there is an area. Now, I believe we're going to move it to the front, but there is an area where you can sign up. So we will never be disconnected. We can always be connected. You sign up, you give your name, your email, and your phone number. So I encourage you to go to arcofgrace.org and go to connect. I think we are going to move it to the front page because I was thinking about this today. And you can fill out that form so we always stay connected, and we can let you know about happenings and new things that are going on at Ark of Grace and keep you updated. Also, if you could like and subscribe on our platforms, YouTube, Rumble, Facebook, we have Twitter, we have Instagram, and we have our app. So if you could download our app and like and subscribe to our platforms, that definitely helps us when it comes to these crazy algorithms we must all deal with in the area of social media. So thank you for that as well. We appreciate that. And I wanted to wait till the end to do that because we had to get through the word of the Lord. And we will be back on tomorrow, I believe. Andrew Sorcini is coming on. We've got quite a bit to discuss tomorrow about what's happening right now. There's quite a few things that have happened that we have to talk about. But later on in the week, we are going to be talking about this announcement on whitehouse.gov, how it connects to everything else going on and potentially what's coming. So we will announce it's either going to be Wednesday or Thursday that we do that as well. So thank you, everyone, for joining us. Oh, hi. You want to say bye to everybody? You going to come up? What's the matter? You going to come up? Oh, there he is. You're going to say hi. Oh, there's the big boy, Cyrus. Yes, you're such a good boy. Okay, that was a good ending. Praise the Lord for Cyrus. He's got to put up with Toby. Pray for him. God bless everyone. Keep the faith. We love you. Armor up according to Ephesians chapter 6, Psalm 91. I encourage you to say it every single day. I say it every single day. The word is living and active. We have to activate the word. We have to speak it. We have to feed ourselves this. This is our real soul food. And we must be in the word daily. Clay Clark always tells that story about how I kind of publicly embarrassed him a little when he asked me that point blank question. But he says it has changed his life. Praise the Lord. Also, Psalm 123, 34, and 35. 35, I love it. It says, you contend with those who contend with me, O Lord. You fight against those who fight against me. Take hold of shield and buckler and stand up for my help. I also draw out the spear and javelin and close up the way of those who pursue and persecute me. The Lord is my deliverance. That is a part there in Psalm 35. Ephesians chapters 1 and 3 from The Believer's Authority by Kenneth Hagin. I quote those scriptures that are in The Believer's Authority from those chapters every single day. And I also encourage you to say the Lord's Prayer, to go take a look at it in the Gospels. There is an order to that prayer that is so important, why Jesus, Yeshua, taught us to pray that way. So we encourage you with that. Also, just some direction, that's all. Just giving you some really good places in scripture to go to in order to continue to grow in your walk with the Lord, because that's the whole point of this. And the whole point of prophecy is not to spoon feed you. It's to draw you closer to the Lord and grow roots in you and have a depth in you to grow that you hear the Lord for yourself. You see, it should be compelling you towards God instead of stunting your growth with sour milk, right? And sour wine. And that's not what it should be doing, and stale bread. So we just pray that that does that for you. And that's the whole point of it. And so I praise the Lord. He gave that in the timing he did. All glory be to God. So thank you everyone for joining us. We will be back on tomorrow. And we hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your evening. God bless you all. Baruch Hashem. All glory be to God. Hello, everyone. Amanda Grace here. So, as many of you know, Dr. Mark Sherwood and Dr. Michelle Sherwood of the Functional Medical Institute are mine and Chris's doctors. And so I went to Dr. Sherwood with a problem that I was seeing, not only with what I was going through, but with what other women were going through concerning their metabolism, concerning energy, concerning their hormones. And so we put our heads together, and we are very happy now to finally be able to present to you Rapha for women. Rapha means healer in Hebrew. So it is an ode to the Lord because he is our healer. He put things in the earth that help heal us. And so Rapha is a product that was created for that. It also helps by helping with a healthy metabolism and natural hormones, as well as it helps balance fatigue. It helps with weight gain, night sweats, mood swings, blood sugar issues, and more. It is all natural. And I find more and more people are going into the natural arena in order to find solutions to issues that they're going through. So if you'd like to learn more, you can go to www.arkofgrace.org/ministry-partners to learn more about Rapha today. God bless. Hey everyone, Amanda Grace here. If you are looking for advice on financial matters, if you think gold and silver might be right for you, go to bh-pm.com today. Andrew Sorcini of Beverly Hills Precious Metals, who has been on Ark of Grace many times and loves to answer our viewer questions, is here with his team to answer all of your gold and silver needs. Whether you want to buy gold and silver, whether you have questions to see if it's right for you, whether you are looking to roll over retirement accounts, go to bh-pm.com today. And Andrew and his team will be more than happy to assist you with all of your needs. If you want to support an amazing patriot and be a blessing, go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK, A-R-K, to save up to 66% or more off of all MyPillow products. They have pillows, of course, but they are so much more than pillows. They have sheets, they have slippers, they have bathrobes, they even have dog beds. And a fun fact for all of you, Noble, one of our pigs at our animal sanctuary, has indeed slept on a MyPillow dog bed. So if you want to be a blessing, you can go to MyPillow.com today and use promo code ARK. It is an alternative to Big Pharma based on quantum physics, over 40 scripture verses written into these patches for everything from blood sugar, anxiety, pain, neuropathy, to immune system boost, dog pain. They are very sincere about having alternatives to Big Pharma.
We are a big advocate of natural solutions to help with pain and blood sugar and a host of other issues.
I tried the pain patches and they worked when I used them.
When you connect it to your body, the skin patch changes your brainwaves.
Sugar, this one is neuropathy. I actually have it on. And we use this on Toby, actually, because Toby's about 8 years old. And from being paralyzed years ago and the Lord miraculously healing him, he has a little leftover with his joints and his hips. So we actually give him the doggy pain patches.
What was he doing? He was running?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I plucked him out. And wow, he's boom, and he got power. I said, no way. And I don't know. I said, Amanda, what
did you do to him?
So it's good.